taxes more and love more. Who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more.
That is definitely the mantra of 2024. Being intentional, but most importantly, living more and loving more, man. Now, it's just gone 10 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock right here on Everyday People. First hour of the show, done and dusted. And now we get to my favorite part of the show. Actually, I lied. Sorry, guys. It's 9 minutes past 5 o'clock right here on Everyday People. Now, of course, from one amazing, we were speaking all things in and around the world. And now we get to my favorite part of the show, which is where I get to hang out with some of my favorite people. And today we are hanging out with specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussein. By the 24th of January, come on. So I trust that 2024 has been treating you well instead.
Excuse me?
I'm saying Sorry? I trust 2024 has been treating you well instead.
It has definitely been doing so. It's been a good year so far. Thank you.
I love that. I love to hear that. Now, let's keep those good vibes going with, of course, laying out the red carpet for today's conversation. Now, with breast cancer being the most understood cancers, with an average risk of dying from breast cancer in the 5 years after diagnosis having fallen from 14% to 5% since the 1990s, according to BMG, early detection of breast cancer remains a vital component in ensuring an early stage diagnosis that results in better breast cancer treatment and survival. Now, with the 4th of February being recognized as World Cancer Day, under the theme Close the Care Gap, we are joined by Dr. Fatima Hussein, who is a specialist surgeon with an interest in breast, thyroid, and parathyroid health, as well as soft tissue surgical oncology. Now, first and foremost, Dr. Hussein, as mentioned, the risk of dying from breast cancer in the 5 years after diagnosis has fallen from 14% to 5% since the 1990s, according to BMG. I'm interested in finding out what are some of the things we are finally getting right with regards to the fight against breast cancer.
People are becoming more aware of the risk of breast cancer and starting to see that it is very much a curable disease, that you can actually live your entire life considering it more as a blip in the curve if you diagnose it early. And so more people are going for their screening instead of people shying away from it and being afraid to go for screening, what might it show, etc. Mm-hmm. And the fact that our screening is becoming more widely available, so people have better access to screening protocols or mammograms and ultrasound, there's better access to doctors, and the knowledge around breast cancer and its management is definitely improving significantly, which is reducing our mortality rates. So the treatments that are coming out now are much more tolerable. So we're not talking about chemotherapy about with every patient. We have many, many more options. And I think that's also making a huge difference in the lives of patients.
Definitely, definitely. And what conversations does this then open us up to, especially on account that physical health is just as important as overall health?
And I think it opens up many effects of breast cancer. People are starting to become more open to these things. It's things about reconstruction. How do I feel about my body? Do I want it reconstructed? What does it mean for me? Some people go the no reconstruction way and just have tattoos on after their breast cancer surgery. I mean, depending on what kind of surgery they require. The choices around it, when do I start going for my screening, what kind of screening do I need, what is my risk, and that opens up a whole another bag of questions, which are this: what is my risk associated, what is genetics, where do I get my risk from, what is risk, essentially. What makes me more inclined to develop breast cancer than any other person. And that's one of the wonderful things about days like today, days like World Cancer Awareness Day, because you start opening up and start having these conversations and build up a little awareness about these things, and also start answering these questions. So, it's a brilliant initiative.
I love that. And now, of course, speaking about, you know, the work that you are doing, early detection is important in beating cancer. So what are some of the steps one then needs to take to ensure breast health?
That predispose a person to getting breast cancer are not entirely avoidable. Environmental factors, the examples of the world that we live in today, the type of food that is available. We can always try to eat healthier, definitely. Everyone says eat healthier. It definitely is a true statement. We should definitely try to watch what we put into our bodies and be careful about where we get these things from and what they contain. We are definitely the sum of what we eat. So definitely diet. Obesity is one of the biggest risk factors that is avoidable. So we can exercise a bit more. We can sort of having a very sedentary life. And exercise, I tell my patients a lot that doesn't come in the form of jogging and joining a gym always. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then definitely go for it. But it can be as simple as walking a dog, or when you're cleaning your home, be vigilant about it. Walk up and down, use the stairs instead of the elevator. Park further away from a building so that you can take a little bit of an extra walk towards something. Carry your bags from shopping. Those are all small ways that you can exercise. Being aware of what your risk is, and if you see that many family members with a certain type of cancer, for example, breast cancer, either you can go for genetic testing, or you can discuss with your doctor the need for genetic testing, or just put in place screening things that can reduce your risk, like regular colonoscopies, going regularly for your mammograms, going regularly for your breast smears, getting a PSA done. So these are small things that we can do to slowly decrease our long-term risk, or at least to become more aware of the disease and to diagnose it early, ultimately. And that will reduce our mortality and make treatments much better, much easier.
Now, listen, if you've just tuned in, this is, of course, Everyday People, and we are joined by specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussein, who is speaking to us about the work that we can do to better equip ourselves with knowledge, especially as we lead up to the 4th of February, which is recognized as World Cancer Day, under the theme Close the Care Gap. And we want you to be part of this conversation by hitting us up on our WhatsApp line on 061-862-1065, or you can call us on our studio line on 021-448-135. Now, Doc, you mentioned something so important that we often neglect when it comes to a cancer diagnosis, which is the psychological impact of treatment and the long-term physical realities. Please
just underestimate the impact that a diagnosis that a diagnosis has on us or on our close if somebody else that is very close to us has been diagnosed. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be close to us. Sometimes someone that you work with has had a diagnosis. It has a psychological impact on us. And it is important to realize what does it mean and how we react to it. I think it's becoming more and more apparent that we need to stop painting a very negative picture around cancers and illness, because people then become more afraid to seek help. They have a very negative outlook on it. It needs to be not fear-based and more positive-based. I can get diagnosed early. This is what I can do about it. This is treatable. It is potentially curable. If this, then I can do this. So there are options. There are people that can help you. So I think for a very long time, people have been afraid to talk about their feelings and things like that. And there's at least 25% of patients who have had more anxiety to actually post-traumatic stress disorder. So these are the statistics. So you kind of have to talk about the psychological health. You have to have these conversations with your doctor. Doctor, I'm not doing well. I'm not sleeping at night. I'm really worried that the cancer is coming back. What is my risk? These things we have to start talking about these things so that we understand it better, understand the disease process better, and so we can again be very proactive about our health and how we manage it, and also so that we can heal, so that we can take the next steps towards our life after the treatment of whatever cancer we have been through, and so that other people see that there is a positive spin on this disease, and they can also make good choices about their health in the long term.
I love
not all cancers kill. That's the reality of it.
I love the fact that you mentioned the way in which we can break the stigma against cancer, especially given that a lot of people see it as a death sentence. But like you say, that there is life during and even after. And this is where, you know, World Cancer Day comes into play to reiterate the importance of that dialogue. So please just tell us about the message that you hope will be put out across this year's World Cancer Day on the 4th. And what do you hope people actually take from this year's theme?
So my message will be to all those people out there who are too scared to get their mammograms and the ultrasounds, or who think they are not at risk of getting breast cancer, or whatever misconceptions they have about it. I think awareness is key. Go have your test. The worst that can happen is that you can get diagnosed with a breast cancer. That is honestly the worst that can happen. Mm-hmm. And if you get diagnosed, there is treatment available. Mm-hmm. And there is, as you just beautifully mentioned, there is life after cancer. Mm-hmm. And in the case of breast cancer, even if it's metastatic breast cancer, there are so many treatment options now that we're actually starting to look at breast cancer as a chronic disease. So I really do believe that ignorance is no longer bliss. It just delays the inevitable. We should rather be proactive and informed and carry on. Definitely. We make good decisions for our futures.
Definitely. And now support is also something of vital importance. So in what ways can I, as a friend, a family member, or even a colleague, provide that support to someone who is currently undergoing cancer treatment?
I think the best way to do it is to actually ask them what they need. I think everybody mourns.